This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and every now and then we get the honor of having a great artist come in here and play for us, do a live session. And today we've got Madison Cunningham. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you here. You just played the Wiltern with Andrew Bird a month or so ago. You're going to come at the Bootleg. It's presented by 88.5 FM, in fact, on October 1st. Mm-hmm. And I see Newport Folk Festival this month. Have you pinched yourself about that one? That's pretty cool.
No, I wonder if I'll ever wake up to it. Maybe when I'm there, but yeah, I'm very, very honored to be a part of it this year.
That's going to be neat.
Yeah.
New record comes out August 16th. Who Are You Now? Mm-hmm. With 14 new songs on it?
There's 13.
13 new songs. Mm-hmm. Can we get you to favor us with one?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right, you've got your trio here. This is going to be track one, I believe, off of the new album, Pin It Down?
That's right.
All right, this is Madison Cunningham on 88.5 FM.
I think we've been here once before.
This is quite a power trio you've got set up here. This is...
Yeah, I'm pretty spoiled. I'm really, really, truly spoiled.
There are three ladies in here making a lot of really good noise. It's amazing. You sound like you're five or six people.
Oh, good.
It's a very tight band. That song, Pin It Down, is on the new album, Who Are You Now? Madison Cunningham joining us. You're from Orange County.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And to paraphrase Dusty Springfield, the daughter of a preacher man, in my mind, I want to believe that it's the story of Footloose, where you were the rebellious young teenager who wanted to play music, and you were cast down with the fire and brimstone. Is that how it was?
I wish I could say that it was that way too, because it's very theatrically pleasing. But no, I was actually very good. I was a very good kid, and when I wanted to do music, it was kind of, I think it was more of a quiet rebellion, because I don't think it was like a, Dad, I hate you, I'm gonna get out of here. I think it was, my dad was a little bit concerned because he didn't want me to get sort of eaten alive or in with the wrong people who would maybe take advantage of me, and he was actually right in a lot of ways, but I didn't end up with that crowd, and it was kind of a natural progression when I left home that there wasn't really much arguing about it. It just, my family was really supportive in what I wanted to do. So I'm sorry to disappoint you.
You popped the balloon of that imagination. Yeah. But he actually taught you guitar, right? When you were really young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an acoustic guitar player, and he played, and he's a songwriter too. So he wrote songs and played in the living room all the time and just kind of rubbed off on me.
So did you start playing when you got older in the worship sessions? Were you in the church in front of people? Or?
Yes.
So that yeah. has to be a good steal. I mean, I know that they're friends, but that has to steal your nerves a little bit to have that experience from a very young age.
It helped. I really hated it at first just because I hated being in front of people. And as I kind of continued to be on stage, especially with my dad, it kind of started to melt all the extra nerves or insecurities away. And yeah. But I do think that playing in the church and playing outside of it is two very different things. So I encountered a whole new set of feelings going into an environment where I felt like there was a lot of people crossing their arms and like, what do you have to offer, kid? You know,
right.
what's different about you? Nothing, probably, you know?
Here we are now, entertain us.
Yeah exactly. So that was definitely a whole new set of things that I had to work through. But I do give a lot of credit to being on stage from a young age was really, really helpful in a lot of ways.
You have pretty uncommon guitar chops for a 20, you're 21?
22 now.
22 actually. Now? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And I was noticing as you played that last song how it really sounds like you have a rhythm guitarist as well. You're really comfortable with the guitar.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been playing for a long time, so I hope I'm a little bit comfortable.
Yeah. And to draw the picture for everybody at home, it's like watching Sansa Stark play a six string.
Wow.
It's fun. Will you do another song for us?
Yes, I will.
All right, this you're going to do, I believe, the fourth track off the new album. Is this Trouble Found Me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Madison Cunningham on 88.5 FM.
Thank you.
88.5 FM with Madison Cunningham. Trouble Found Me off the new album, Who Are You Now, that's out August 16th. You guys are a tight band. This is fun.
Thank you. This is actually, not to give it away, but this is our second time playing together. But I'm stealing.
Really?
Yeah. We played, our first show was at the Wiltern, and I'm stealing them away, and we're going to tour most of the fall together. So I'm excited to see what it becomes after that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Also amazing is your evident comfort with your own voice. You know, I get a vibe off of you from almost like a female Paul Simon. It's very velvety voice, but also some of your music seems to be autobiographical to some extent. Who are the artists that you would call influences?
Definitely Paul Simon. Definitely. Joni Mitchell's a big one. Bob Dylan, Jeff Buckley as well. Right. Fiona Apple, I really admire. But I think artists like Joni and Fiona and Paul, and they're very comfortable with their songwriting style, and it's very much their own. But I think it's also because everything that they're singing about, all their subject matter is very true to their lives.
Yeah.
And so I always try to stick to that, trying to very much find myself in what I'm saying, and what I'm singing about, so that I can sing it for years, you know.
And it sounds authentic, and you'll never outgrow it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's the hope.
Well, I wonder if we get one more song out of you.
You definitely can.
All right. I believe this is going to be another track three off the new album, Something to Believe In.
That's right.
All right. This is Madison Cunningham on 88.5 FM.
You want something constant, and you want something sure, something you can hold, something secure. I've seen your eyes knock and then turn from the door. Tell me what it is you're looking for. If you need someone to believe in, you can believe in my love. Your heroes stand tall, and you lean on their strength. Chance you take. If you need someone to believe in, you can believe in my spring again. in the summer air. I've needed someone to believe in. I've needed someone to believe in. I've needed someone.
That is such a pretty ballad. It's Madison Cunningham on 88.5 FM, Something to Believe In. I could see you doing that dressed up like an Andrew sister in front of a Nelson Riddle orchestra. It's really, really beautiful. I don't mean to sound condescending, but that's it's songwriting that you wouldn't expect coming out of someone in their early 20s. It's really, really pretty.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Tell me about recording this album briefly. You went down to El Paso to do it?
Yeah, so my producer, Tyler Chester, I've been working with for many years now. It was kind of his idea. He had recorded another band there a year before and thought we should just get out of the Los Angeles chaos and maybe the pressure of the record label and management and just go and bury our heads in this project. And it really was like that. It was this beautiful pecan farm in the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
And it bordered to Juarez, Mexico.
Sure. One of the most dangerous cities in the world.
Totally. And we definitely experienced that for a minute. That's a whole other story. But anyway, it proved to be a really, really valuable thing to leave the city and to go out into the country where there's literally nothing else to do but eat really good food and drink good wine and make music. And we had the studio literally from morning till late hours of the night, and we would record whenever we wanted to. And I really recommend it and would totally go back there and do it again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last question. What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't making music?
I worry about that because I really don't know. And I ask myself, like, if I permanently damaged my arms or like couldn't sing anymore, what would I do? I want to say that I would learn how to be a teacher or something and teach middle school kids something. I don't know.
Nice.
History, maybe?
Relax. I don't know what I want to do when I grow up either.
I don't have a plan B scheduled at all.
I don't think you should either. The new album is Who Are You Now? Out August 16th. I think we sold some records today, everybody that heard this. Madison Cunningham, October 1st at the Bootleg, presented by 88.5 FM. Listen for more details on that. But Madison Cunningham, thanks for joining us for a live session here at 88.5 FM.
Thanks for having me.